Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Yoma Daf Gimel, Yoma 3. In today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara cites a dispute about when the Torah says the words Kachacha, take for yourselves, and Aseilacha, make for yourself. So the Gemara says, when it says, Titanya, it says every time where it says in Torah, Kachacha, take for yourself, like for example, by the Ketores, where it says in Exodus chapter 30, verse 34, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Kachacha, Samim, take for yourself spices, that means Mishelcha needs to be from yours. And also, whenever it says Aseilacha, like for example, by the trumpets, it says Aseilacha, Shtei Chatzot, Rosh Kesef, in Bamidbar chapter 10, make for yourself two trumpets, Mishelcha. Then it's supposed to be from yours, from Moshe Rabbeinu's. However, where it says Vayikhu Eilecha, when it says take for yourself in that expression, Mishel Tzibor, then it's supposed to come from the communal funds. That's the position of Rabbi Yoshia. Whereas Rabbi Yonasan argues with Rabbi Yoshia, he says, Omer, bein kachacha u bein vayikhu eilecha, whether it says take for yourself kachacha or vayikhu eilecha, in that form, in both cases, it's mishel tzibor, it comes from communal funds. So if that's the case, ma tam omer kachacha, so why does it sometimes say kachacha, take for yourself, in the singular? That Moshe, so to speak, that Hashem, so to speak, is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, kavayochel, it's as though Hashem is saying to Moshe, mishelcha ani rotzei yoser mishelhem. I desire your sacrifices more than I desire the sacrifices of Am Yisrael, and that of the Jewish people. And that's why it says, kachacha, take this carbon from the community, but it will be as though, it'll be considered as though it's yours, because I want yours more than I want theirs. And so therefore, it's as though it's possible, kavayocho, as though God, it's possible for God to say this. So the Brayse continues, Abba Chanan Amar Mishum Rabbi Elazar, Mishum Rabbi Elazar, Abba Chanan says, name of Rabbi Elazar, Kosev Echad Omer, one verse says, Vasiti Lecha Aron Eitz, you shall make for yourself an ark of wood. This was after Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos, after the children of Israel sinned with the golden calf. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 1 and 2, Ba'esihi Amar Hashem Elai, at that moment God said to me, Psalcha Shnei Luchos Avanim Karishonim, make for yourself two tablets of stone like the first ones, and come up to the mountain, Vasisocha Aron Eitz, and make an ark of wood. Vechtova Luchos Asadvarim, and I'll write on these tablets the words that were on the first tablets that you broke, and you shall place them in the ark. So it says in that verse, Vasitocha Aron Eitz. The expression, Vasita Lecha Aron Eitz, this implies that the Aron was made, the ark that was made for the second set of tablets was made from the money of Moses. Because of Echad Omar, but another verse states, Vasu Aron Atzeishitim, make for yourself an ark out of acacia wood. And there, from the fact it says Vasu, implies that the ark was made from the communal funds. So Haketz said, how are we able to synthesize the two verses? One verse implies that Moshe made the ark from his own funds, and one implies that it was made from the communal funds. So what do we say? So we say, actually, the ark was made from the communal funds. Like Rabbi Yonasan, whenever it says, Kachacha Aseilacha, it comes from the communal funds. V'kan bizman sheYisrael osin ritzon Hashem makom, and one circumstance is when the Jewish people are called, or when the Jewish people are doing the will of God, and therefore the service is called on their name. And where it says vasisocha aron eitz, where the Jewish people are not doing the will of God, bizman she'ein osin ritzon Hashem makom, where they're not doing the work of God, and then it's going to be called on Moshe's name and not attributed to them. So that's how Rashi explains it. However, the Marsha takes a different approach. Marsha says just the opposite, that when the Jewish people do the will of Hashem Yisbarach, then it's going to be considered like their work, and therefore it's going to be considered as though Moshe made it, because it's on such a high holy level. But when the Jewish people are not doing the will of Hashem, then it's not going to be considered as though Moshe made it, but rather it's going to be attributed to them, like they're just doing general work without any connection whatsoever to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Iyayam says it's like Rashi, because the Pasuk says, Vasito lecha Aron Eitz, was said to Moshe Rabbeinu after the golden calf and after the breaking of the Luchos. And nevertheless, at that time, even though at that time the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was forgiving the Jewish people, that was only not to destroy them. And so therefore, That was going on at that time was not to destroy them, but the verse v'asu aron etzei shitim, that was said after Yom Kippur, that they were completely forgiven, and it was said to them with simcha. And so we see from here at that moment, that's when they were commanded about the building of the Mishkan, and that time that's when it was considered to be like the Jewish people were doing the will of God, and so therefore it was called on their name. And this follows Rashi's approach and not the Marsha's approach. So the Gemara later on 72b is going to challenge the contradiction between the two verses that are brought in our sugya, because it says we see from here, the Gemara says, contradiction between the two verses, that if there's a Torah scholar, that the people of the town are required to do his work for him. Meaning to say, even though at the beginning the Torah commands Moshe to do it, afterwards it commands all the Jewish people to do it, because they're obligated to do the work of Moshe. And the two drashos are not necessarily contradicting each other. The Iyun Yaakov points out, according to Rabbi Yaakov Reicher, he points out that after the golden calf, that's when this verse was said, that then the Aron and the Torah were no longer called by the Jewish people's names. Because why? After we have the verse that says in Tehillim, Ki Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, the beginning of wisdom is fear of God. And so since they had no fear of God with the golden calf, therefore they didn't have wisdom. And the wisdom was given to Moshe, and that's why Moshe was the one responsible for making it. Where there's no fear of God, you can't have any wisdom.